The established lordship of the cross and crescent is as steady as a rock. But there is stone-breaking saxifrage, the flower that splits the rock, that splits the human race. Its roots, so weak and weak, and yet so strong, crack the crevices of the exclusive creeds. Its roots, so weak and weak, and yet so strong, crack the crevices of the exclusive creeds. The pastoral fortress of the faithful in power is as still as a stone. But there is sweet bark, it's sassafras, the tree that grows in the ideal, that grows in real, unsevered siblinghood. Its leaves, so unlike and yet so similar, unite humanity in the inclusive norm. Its leaves, so unlike and yet so similar, unite humanity in the inclusive norm. The hard core of the clay that holds sway by law cleaves to the supernal potter's brand of belief. But there are the stone-breaking and the sweet-barked, the ones that never waive their right to come together on common ground to meet and be met in that noble name. The ones that never waive their right to come together on common ground to meet and be met in that noble name. The frigid, rigid rock is split, the crumbling, blackened brick broken, the battered bulwark cloven open, the buds of the new life burst. And at break of dawn, there appear in natural light the several leaves of the laurel saxifrax. And at break of dawn, there appear in natural light the several leaves of the laurel saxifrax. The several leaves of the laurel saxifrax.